So Baruch Hashem, we have Melchamta Shel Torah earlier today, but whether tonight we should seek to complete Hilchos Pasachim, Siman Kufi Beis, or whether Shloshim Yom Kodem Regel, whether we should involve ourselves in Hilchos Pasach. So Baruch Hashem, there was Melchamta Shel Torah, worthy to be on both sides, and in the tradition of the Chassidi Ashkenaz, I'd like to try to be Mekayim Shem. Let's see if we can do both. We'll open with a Gemara in Chulin that will lead us through Zra'im into Yerodea, into the topics at the end of Siman Kufi Beis. And then we'll see, we're going to wrap back around to a topic that will bring us both back to the beginning, like every good Hadron, from the end of the Siman back to the beginning of Siman Kufi Beis of Pasachim, as well as to a beautiful Sugya, Me'inyan Adiyoma in Masachas Pesachim. The Gemara in Chulin, we start with a story, an intriguing story, the multi-layered story. One or two of the layers are relevant to us. Gemara tells a story at the beginning of Masachas Chulin, the first parak, about two Amoraim. Rabbi Zeva and Rav Asi, Gemara and Chulin, Daf Vav, Amud Aleph. Rabbi Zeva and Rav Asi travel to stop at while they're traveling, they stop at a pundak, at an inn of a Yai, either a location or the name of the owner, and they serve them some sort of wine marinated eggs. Beitzim Mitzumakas B'yayim. Zera doesn't eat it, Rav Asi does eat it. And after supper, Zera says to Rav Asi, I don't understand, you ate the eggs that were braised or marinated in wine. They didn't serve you a glass of wine, but they served you eggs that were flavored, absorbed the flavor of wine. The proprietor of the inn, very fine fellow, but he's not a chaver, he's an Am Haaretz. He's not fully Nizr in the halachas of Zeraim, the halachas of Taurus. And there is a Dindra Abanan, an entire Masechta about this. Dindra Abanan called Demai. We know that there's a Dindra Raisa. If you have produce growing in Eretz Yisrael, certainly grain or grapes or olives, it's usher to consume it until you separate off the approximately 21% of it that's meant to be Truma Semesris. Up until Truman's Rice are taken off, the whole thing is Asr, it's called Tevel. It's Asr, Chiyuv, Misib De Shamayim, for anyone to eat it, Kohen or non-Kohen alike. Once you've been offered Truman's Maestros, so then the remaining close to 80% is called Chulim Misukad. Around 21% becomes a mix of various Truman's Maestros, and the remaining 79% are Mutter Teet, Chulim Misukad, Kosher. But the Hafrasha of Truma Semaisa is not only a mitzvah, but it's Matur the Easter Temple. That's a Din Daraisa. Chazal made a Din Darabanan in his entire Masechta about this. Because during the period of the Bayesheni, Jews who were religious Jews were often categorized into Chaverim and Ami Aretz. Chaverim were Jews who were fully observant. The Ami Aretz were Jews who were mostly observant, but not fully medaktik b'halacha, specifically not careful at the halachas of maser, and also often not careful halachas of tumah v'tahara. So most Ami Aretz did take off not only truma but maser, but there was a significant miut who took off truma but not maser. And Midi Rabbanan, the Mishnah records, in relatively early in the period of the Bayi Sheni, it made a gezeira to Rabbanan called demai. If you buy you buy produce from an Am Haaretz, you have to assume midrabanan that Meiser might not have been taken off. Midrabanan, you have to treat as though it's Tevel, Demai. It's like a Tevel Drabanan, you have to retake Meisers. Just in case this Am Haaretz didn't take off Meisers, you're going to have to take Masers again. And until you take Meisers again, after purchasing it from the Am Haaretz, up until the take off Meisers, has the status of Demai, it's also midrabanan. So again, the whole Masechta, Masechta is Demai. early in Zeram about this topic. So here in Chulun Dav Vav, the Gemara tells the story. Rav Asi and Rav Zeira were at this inn. Rav Asi enjoyed the wine-flavored eggs. And Rav Zeira says to him, I understand, the proprietor of this inn, the owner is Amaretz. Nice fellow, he's Amaretz. He's serving you eggs that are flavored with wine. His wine is Demai. You weren't Mafresh Meisers. Apparently that's why Rav Zeira didn't taste the eggs. And he says, Rav Asi, I don't understand what happened. So Rav Asi says, oh, I wasn't thinking about it. You're right, Taka. Shouldn't have done that. I wasn't focused. Taka, I was wrong. The Gemara says Rav Zeira is very bothered. How could it be that Kadosh Baruch Hu would allow the tzaddik, Rav Asi, to eat something which is treif? The Gemara has a principle that Gemara picks up on again in Daf Zayin, and Gemara has elsewhere in Shas, that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be takal al yidei tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow a tzaddik to do an aveira. Tosfos points out, obviously tzaddikim have bechir chavshus, of course tzaddikim can choose to do aveiras, and sometimes unfortunately tzaddikim do choose to do aveiras. Tosfos says, number one, we're only talking about, it's not a suspension, bechir chavshus, it means an unwitting. He wasn't aware that an aveira, Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow him to fall in by accident. And Tosfos says it's only certain types of aveiros, only aveiros of machalas asuros, and so on and so forth. Okay. But this case fits. So Rav Zeira is very bothered. How could it be that Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed the tzaddik Rav Asi to accidentally eat demai? How could it be? The Gemara says Rav Zeira is very bothered by this kasha. And he goes to the Beis Medrash. Nafak Rav Zeira, Dak Vashi, goes out there. He's thinking. He's chazering the mind. He comes across a Tosefta, not a Mishnah, a Tosefta. Halokeich yayin laseis asocha murias asocha aluntas. If I buy wine in order to put it into the murias, or to mix it into a sauce, that's a problem. I buy wine from the Amaret. My intention is I'm going to use the wine to make dressing, I use the wine to make sauce. That's the problem. That's demai. You better be mafresh. Ben Mafresh Meisters before you use the wine in your recipe. But if you buy the dressing ready-made from the Amaretz, then it's not a problem. Because it's Taruvus, there's no Gezeira on Taruvus Demai. Interesting. There's no Gezeira on Taruvus Demai. So that's what Reb Zeira realized. The teretz of the kasha is, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the tzaddik Rav Asi to fall in and eat the eggs that were wine-flavored, i.e. he's violating demai by accident? The answer is, it's actually not aser. Neither Reb Zeira nor Rav Asi knew this Tosefta, but in fact, the Tosefta teaches that Taruvah's demai is mutter. So in fact, they could have eaten the eggs. Reb Zeira could have eaten the eggs, and Rav Asi did eat it better because it was just B'taruvis. That's the Tosefta Maseches Demai, quoted in the Bavli, Chulun Davav Amrav. Interesting story. There's a lot to say, not for now, about that principle in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Al Yadam. A lot to say about that, maybe some other time. The Yosef Engel Asman Daraisa has a fascinating comment about the nature of the Yisr Demai, based on this story, also not for now. What we want to focus on right now is a Tosis in our back home. In Avodah Zarah, Allah Medheim and Beis Maseches Avodah Zarah, Tosfos says, "Wow, this is really important. We practice the dinim of demai." Tosfos says, "But it's relevant. It's relevant to what? It's relevant to not just taruvus demai, but Tosfos says that's also true by taruvus pas akum." Tosfos at the end of here, Lamed Heim and Beis. Early in early Chabrera, we had focused on the beginning of Tosas, who talks about this whole issue of Paspalter and so on and so forth. Is there a Heter? There isn't a Heter. When is there a Heter? But at the end, Tosas says, even if you argue Machmer Pasakum, Misha Nizar, Mi Pashalakum, Mutu Lechel, Misha Nizar, Bekairachas. I'm careful of Pasakum, and you're eating the Paspalter, I'm not eating the Paspalter again, so different versions of what exactly the Hetzer is. Whatever it is, I'm Makel, you're not Makel, we're allowed to eat together. even though we're eating food from the same plate, and maybe my pas palter will get mixed with your pas yisrael, sounds like a problem. No. Mutter. Why? Because there's no isra de taruvis. Says Gemara and Chulin Davav, lo gazru al taruvis demai. Wow. Lo gazru al taruvis demai. Says the Tosefta. The Gemara and Chulin quotes a Tosefta and demai. There's no isra on taruvis demai. So huadanami, there's no isra on taruvis pas akam. See, even though Tosefta is saying, even though I hold that what you're eating is treif, But what you're eating is a type of treif that doesn't aser its taruvus. In other words, it's batel berov. Fascinating. What Tosis is saying is that there's no tam keiker on pasakim. That's the chara what Tosis is saying. No tam keiker on pasakim. Wow. It's a tosefta. Now it's interesting. Tosis is making a fascinating assumption. There are two assumptions. Number one, one assumption is that what's mutter by demai is automatically mutter by pas akum as well. That's interesting. That sounds like, we'll come back to that a little bit more in a couple of minutes, but it sounds like we're saying that demai is not just an isidra button, but it's a particularly low-level isidra button, and that's why there's no tam keiker. There is tam keiker by other isurim drop on him. Bisarov b'chalav. There's tam keiker. If you have a chicken cheeseburger, and that kosher chicken, kosher cheese, but then you boil them together, that's asur b'drop on him. And if that falls into your chalent, that's going to make the chalent asur b'drop on him too. Normally we do say tam keiker by machol sasur drop on him. Demai apparently is a particularly low level isur drop on him. It does not have an Isser Tom kicker. Batel Barov. And Tos is assuming, Hua Dinami Pas Akum. It doesn't make treif. Yoni Bittel Bashishim. A simple Bittel Barov is good enough. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We have a Shulchan Aruch Sif Tezvav.
It's not the first time they made a comparison to
Demai, but also about the Aksumarim. Oh, good. So we're going to come back very soon. Siv Tezvav here, and Kofi Beis, Mishanizmi, Pasako, Mutter Lechel, Bekaira, Mishanizmi, Man. Not a problem. Afa Pisha Tam, Pasako, Nisar, Vipas Yisrael, Eino Choshesh. My bread is going to have the flavor of your bread. Not a problem. And you're absolutely right. There are other comparisons to the Demaios, which I want to get to in a moment. But we'll get to that in a couple minutes. But first, there's another assumption that Tosis is making also. And that's a more specific assumption that the way we just read the Gemara in Chulin. Tosis is assuming that what the Gemara in Chulin just told us is there is no Isser, Tam Keiker, there's no Din of Tam Keiker on Demai. It's Batel Barov. That's how Tosus read the Gemara Chulin. So you say, well, yeah, I mean, that's what the Gemara Chulin says. Not so fast. That's not the only way to read the Gemara Chulin. The Mikdash David. Mikdash David was one of the Rabbeim in Rebbe Chaim's yeshiva in Baranovich. Apparently the story goes, Rav Shech likes to tell the story, that Rebbe Chaim came across this Rebbe David Kaliner, I think his name was, through his sefer. Maybe it was Mikdash David, or one of his other, no, he's probably saying he was older. One of his farm came across the sefer, was so taken by the sefer that he hired him sight unseen to give a shir in his yeshiva. And then Rav Chaim discovered that chinuch, like any other job, requires a skill set, not just a single skill. So he discovered when Rav David Karliner showed up to work, so he discovered, A, he was a bacher. Rav Chaim was a little taken aback to have a bacher giving shir in his yeshiva. Number two, he had a difficulty articulating. He had a bit of a stutter. It worked out. It worked out. In the end, it worked out well. Ultimately, he became a very, very successful Rebbe, a great Hashba, and the Talmidim. They learned, Talmidim learned to understand him, and it was worth it. He had what to offer. He's most famous for his Sefer Mikdash David. I think he published that later. Mikdash David is an encyclopedic work, primarily in Kachim and also on Zoram and Taras. Beautiful, fantastic. Svasayim Yishak. So in the Mikdash David, he develops the following pshat in that Gemara and Chulin, which Rashi sounds like he's saying. Perhaps. You remember the Tosefta had made a distinction. Tosefta said, I buy wine from the Am Haaretz, my intent is to use it in dressing. I'm sorry, that wine is the Mai Berbi Mafresh Maisis before you use it. But if you buy the dressing from the Am Haaretz, that's mutter. Why? Because Rashi says, well, it depends. If you got it from the Am Haaretz as a taruvis, that's mutter. But if you got it from the Am Haaretz as pure wine, your intent to, even though you bought it with intent to use it as an ingredient, you didn't buy it to drink. You bought it to use it as an ingredient. You bought it to make a taruvis, that's aser. Why the distinction? So it could be the simple reading of Rashi. So the Mikdash David says, when Chazal created the iser of demai, so there are various details that they built in, various kulas. The whole thing is this Rabban to begin with. They built in all sorts of kulas. One of the kulas is that they were only when does it become demai? When does demai become demai? Now, we know when tevel becomes tevel, the din d'oraisa, when it's picked, or maybe later on when you have the Gemar Malach, when it's fully processed, becomes Tevel. But when does something become Demai? At the same time, hard to imagine. Ami Haaretz also Mechuyev to keep Halacha. See, if everything the Ami Haaretz owns is Demai, so there's no way for Ami Haaretz to not violate Demai every time he eats. Even though he's Mafresh Trumas and Isis, so it's anything that's Biyada Am Haaretz is demai. How could that be? Chazal created an Issur Rabbanon that ensnares every Am Haaretz. How could that be? Am Haaretz is a good Jew. He wants to keep Allah also. He's Am Haaretz. He doesn't know so much. Not just doesn't know so much. He's not as fully observant. But still, he's trying to keep Allah. We're going to create a new Issur that everything that the Am Haaretz owns is automatically demai. So anytime the Am Haaretz eats, he's eating demai. Can't be. So obviously, when it has become demai, only when the Am Haaretz hands it, sells it, gifts it to the chaver. Calls him on the Am Haaretz has it, it's Am Haaretz is saying, either it's tevel, it's not tevel, whatever the facts are. When the chaver gets it from the Am Haaretz, when he buys it or receives it as a gift from the Am Haaretz, then it becomes demai. That's the moment when the Issur Rabbanan of demai is chal. Mikdash David says, well, how did you get it from the Am Haaretz? Be'en, as a pure bottle of wine, or b'taruvus, already mixed into dressing. The Isser is only, Chazal only created the Isser on pure demai. If when you get the relevant moment, the inception, the onset of the Isser, when you get it from the Am Haaretz, for that moment it's be'en, that's demai. But if you get it to Rebbe Taruvus, it never becomes demai to begin with. Oh. So therefore, the Brisa says, if you got it, I go to the Am Haaretz, I buy his dressing, mutter, it never becomes demai. Rove Am Haaretz Ba'asrin, so I rely on him, it's not demai, it's fine. But if you get his pure wine, if you receive it from the Am Haaretz pure wine, that's a problem of demai. And then you mix it in later, it's too late. It already became demai. If you mix in later, it stays aser. The Mikdash David is assuming that demai does have an Isra Tam Kikr. That if you have demai and it gets mixed into something, Yeah, that's what the Tosefta said. You bought Yain from the Amaret, then you made your own dressing. Treif! Demai! A problem. Why? And there's no Tam Kikar and Demai, because Shnova says there is. And you say, Taka, that's a simple read in the Gemara. So that's a simple read in the Tosefta. If you lokeach Yain and then you make Murias, then you make your dressing, it's a problem. Sounds like it is a problem. Taka, what was Tosa saying? What was Tosa saying? Tosa said, you see from the Gemara that no Issa was Demai. That's not true, Mikdash Tav would say. You see from the Gemara that specifically Demai is only Chal on a Be'en. But once it becomes Demai, if at the relevant moment, namely when the Chavar gets it from the Amma Aretz, it's Be'en, so then the Issa Demai is Chal, and then it can create Taruvas also. So here, Pasakim, it already became Pasakim. When did Pasakim Chal? When the Nachri bakes it. Okay, and it was Be'en. Later on, it gets mixed in. Should be a problem. So what's Taka Peshat and Tosas? So we see from Tosas, the two ways of reading the Gemara, Mikdash David's way, which might be Rashi, this is a unique issue about the way that the Isser Demai is created, the way the Isser Demai is Chal. It's only when you get from the Amaretz, that's when it's Chal. It's only Chal if it's Be'en at that moment. But once it becomes Demai, it'll remain Asur even if it gets Nesarev. Tosas understood, no. What we mean is, it's a mutter because Demai B'Taruv, it may have been Demai beforehand, but Demai B'Taruv is his mutter. We said, but if you buy the Yayin from the Amaretz and you mix it in, it's a problem. Why? I betosa says Demai B'Taruv is his mutter. Then it says, yeah, but Ein Mevat L'Yisr in the Chathila. If the Amaretz mixed in, okay, Amaretz mixed in. But you know the din. You know better. A Chavar took Demai and he mixed it in. It's a chatchila, and we make a kras. The kras is then there is an aser. Then it is as only aser b'taruv is if you violate einma is a chatchila. So that's an interesting machlok. Tosas and Mikdash David. Is there a principle that demai is mutter b'taruv is? Tosas said, yeah, that was the point of the brisa, that it was demai, but when it got nesarev, it became mutter because there's no tam kikar demai, and that's why Tosas is ready to expand it. To Pasachim as well. Mikdash David would say, the Gemara never said that. The Brisa never said that Demai Shanis Arif becomes Mutter. No. If it's Demai, even if it's Nisarif, it remains also. We just said that if it's already Bitarus, it won't become Demai. A very specific, localized din in the definition of Demai has no relevance to Pasachim. So again, I'm going to take a question in a second. Just to recap. We have this story in Chulin, Tavav Amud Aleph, based on a quote in Tosefta in Demai, that tells us something about Demai not applying B'Taruvus. And again, this Gemara touches on a lot of issues. It touches on among other things, this whole principle of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meir Takal Yadam, fascinating, very multi-layered Gemara. For our purposes, Tosvos points to this Gemara. Tosfos, the Gemara is saying something about there's no Demai B'Taruvus. There are two ways of understanding. Mikdash David's understanding was Demai won't, you can't become Demai if it's already B'Taruvus. You can only become Demai Ben. It's a very localized, narrow, specific din in Hilchas Demai. But Tosfos saw in this Gemara a broader din. Even if it already is Demai, it'll become Mutter when it becomes Nesarev. Meaning that Demai is not subject to Tam Keker. That's already something that's generalizable. Maybe other Yisurim Drabbanon also like that. Again, certainly not all Yisurim Drabbanon, but at least some Yisurim Drabbanon might be similar to Demai, Pasakim in particular. And that, again, is our first comparison between Pasakim and Demai. There might be coolest that Demai has that Pasachim shares, both of them are not only Yisurim Drabbanan, but Yisurim Drabbanan Kalim. We already discussed last time in terms of last Chabur, which was, I'm sorry, a number of weeks ago, pre-Purim, that the whole Machlok, as we saw how it plays out, it's Machlok is by Bishul Akim, to what extent does Heker create a Heter? So on Pasachim, perhaps even more so. The Pasachim certainly is Nitan to more Heterim, very likely. So we have a Tosfos that's making the analogy that those unique heterim that Demai has as an exceptionally kal, it's Rabbanon, may carry over to Pasachim also. Tosfos' example is Tam Keker, on the assumption that the Gemara Chula means that no Tam Keker by Demai, which Tosfos understands against the Mikdash David, so we can port that, we can share that Kula of ignoring Tam Keker from Demai to Pasachim. In a moment, we'll take a question and we'll talk about some other Kulas as well. Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe Tosfos Tanzan Mikdash David is not necessarily using just the concept by Demai for the concept of Pasachim, but not necessarily really comparing the two cases. So the Mikdash David is trying to say the two cases have to be equal in order to make the comparison, but the Tosfos is saying is if by an Isser Derabbanan of Demai this is allowed, maybe by this Isser Derabbanan of Pasachim this is allowed. Because they're similar, because the idea of intermarriage and other things by Demai and by intermarriage with Amaretz by Demai and Isser of Kasnas by with an Akum.
Yeah, it could be. It's a hard read because if Demai is according to Mikdash David, Demai Shinasarif is Aser. Right. So then they were saying that Pasachim was more Kal than
that. That Tarobas by Demai isn't Tarobas. Isn't Demai. The Mikdash David is saying Tarobas of Demai, if you buy Tarobas.
It doesn't become Demai.
It's loose.
I think this was, if I remember correctly, this was a Chavrus of mine that made this Ha'ara by the Mikdash David being different than Tosfos. I think it was David Mintz, Shlita, now a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. He also pointed out another Nafkmila Halach in Hilchas Demai would be, let's say, Demai gets mixed by accident. Chaver buys Demai from the Amaretz, and he had meant to be Mafresh Trumas and Maestros, and before he had the chance, it gets mixed in with other things. Not Bechavana. The Mikdash David says the reason why, if I mix the wine, I make the sauce with Demai wine, it's us, sir, is there's a toast that's. The Tosfos would have to say that it's Aser because of. If I did it by accident, it's mutter. Because Shtab would say, no, even if I did it by accident, there is no hat to talk. Because Shtab doesn't think that the Mai B'Taruvus is mutter. Okay. Now we'll come back to Taruvus in a couple of minutes, but let's talk about there are at least two other comparisons of Pasachim to Demai that the Chachmei Ashkenaz make. One is something that Beis Yosef quotes from the Mordechai in Siman Tav Tav Lamed, who in turn is quoting the Ravya, or the early Chachmei Ashkenaz, lived in around, I think, the late 1100s, early 1200s. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Gimel. Interesting. The Beis Yosef quotes this as a Mordechai b'shem Rav Yah. The Bir Agra on the bottom says it's a Tosfos. Tosfos of Brachas Daf Lamatas. This is a common theme. Apparently, Tosfos themselves quote some of the Rabbeinu Shimshon of Shanth was not so excited about this. Well, what's the kula? Here's Sif Yud Gimel Shulchan Aruch. Mishenu Nizri Pasachim. Heisav Etzal Baal Bais and Nizri Pasachim. So the Reuven has a Shimon as a guest. Shimon is a guest in Reuven's home. Shimon is Mekel and Paspalter. Reuven is Machna. Shimon had brought along some very fine bread. Al shulchan pas Yisrael pasakum. Hayaf imishal Yisrael. So on the table, there's two types of bread. There's a really nice loaf of bread, artisanal. And then there's this, you know, day-old rye bread. So what are you supposed to do? So we're going to make a hamotzi. So the din is, in the Mesachas Brachas, it's quoted in Shor Chaim, Mesachas Brachas, that when you, if you're going to make a bracha, if you have multiple pieces of food you're going to eat, they're all covered by the same bracha, I really ought to be discerning in figuring out which piece of food will I make the bracha on. It's not just do whatever you want. If I have three fruits and I plan to eat all of them, and they're all ha'eitz, the halacha has what to say about which fruit do I make my ha'eitz on. I'm supposed to take that which is nicest. It's Mishnah, and Ketzav Racha Rei begins this conversation about one of them is nicer than the other, one of them I enjoy more than the other, one of them is Shibbos HaMinim, the other one is not. A discussion of what the hierarchy is of what are the factors. But all the Tanaim agree that there's meaning to this. I need to pick that which is Mahuda. We can debate, you know, which factor is most dispositive in terms of, and there are many factors that come into play. Which is the larger piece of food? One is whole, the other one is cut. Shalem versus chatuch. You know, grapes versus apples. Shivas aminim versus not shivas aminim. Which one do I like more? The whole host of factors all have to do with heder. Shachter says over that sugya is that when you make a bracha and eat, so we see, even though I'm going to eat five things after I make the bracha, but the first item that I eat, we see that as the chepzah shel mitzvah of the mitzvah drabban of saying the birkas hananim. So it's hider mitzvah to say the bracha over the nicest one. That's why the dinner you're supposed to hold, that may be part of why, I don't just make the bracha and then pick up the food. I'm supposed to hold the food already, make the bracha and eat it, in part to reduce hefsek, perhaps also because the bracha has been chal on the first piece, eh? So I should be really holding it. I'm making the bracha over this apple. Afterwards, I have an orange also. But the bracha has been chal primarily in the apple that I'm holding and eating first. So I should choose the apple over the orange if the apple is whole, the orange is cut. Or the apple, I like the apple more than the orange. Or whatever the other factors are. Again, this is not the question of kedima b'brachas, which bracha do I say first. It's a question of I'm going to make the same brachas chal all these things. Which of the foods should I choose for the bracha? So that is a famous story they tell, Yisrael Salanter, very, very clever deployment, drushy deployment of this din. One of Yisrael Salanter's three primary talmidim, Yitzchak Blazer, who was a very, very accomplished Talmud Chacham before he met Yisrael Salanter, came under his ashpah, and threw himself into the world of Liman HaMusar. So they apparently asked, someone was giving Yisrael Salanter a hard time. Yitzchak Blazer raised such a Talmud Chacham, he could have become an even greater Gadol B'Torah if you wouldn't have distracted him with all your Musar. So what did he do that for? So apparently Yisrael Salanter replied, to be fair, Shdin Archaim. If I have a small whole loaf of bread, and the half of a very large loaf, even though the small roll is smaller than the half a loaf, you make a brach on the small one. Because shalem, the wholeness, is higher on the hierarchy of factors than size. So it's shlemus, it didn't she in Arachaim. Shlemus takes precedence over godless. So that's why he had to learn Musar, because his shlemus took precedence over his godless. Okay. So here you have a din of kedima, of this kedima that comes up in Yerideya. Let's say one loaf of bread is nicer than the other. So the one that's nicer, the yafe, the chaviv, I should make the bracha. But that one is paspalter. Really nice artisanal loaf of bread, paspalter. It's artisanal pumpernickel with caraway seeds and roast garlic. And then there's a pasha to rye bread. Again, some people like the pasha rye bread more. If you're a guy talking appreciates, the artisanal caraway season roast garlic, shallots, but it's passepalter. I normally don't eat passepalter, says the Shulchan Aruch, but kedima and brachas takes precedence over your chumra passepalter. Better to eat the nicer loaf of bread, even if that means it's in order to make the bracha a nicer loaf of bread, even though you're gonna be makel and paspalter. And normally you're machne. So where does that come from? So both the Tosas that the Gra tells you, the Gra of Ka and Chav Zayin. Come on, Shekhaz, the Tosas bracha, Islam, Tessam, and Beis. And that's based, and then again, the Beis Yosef says the Mordechai b'shem Ravya, and that's based at least in part on Demai. That's a din by Demai. That's a din by if you machmir not to eat chulin tameim, but you do. Rishalmi says if they have a nicer loaf of bread that's tameh, you can eat. Make a bracha nice loaf of bread, even though you would normally try to avoid the pas tameh. You should eat the pas tameh in order to have the nicer. Make the be mahadir in the bracha. So that's interesting. And then they go on to say, Mutu b'chol osa suda pashal akum. You can't just make the bracha a nice loaf of bread, but then the rest of the suda be machmer only eat the rye bread, because then it's a violation of kvod shamayim. As though, now you make it seem like the bracha, you undo the hiddur of the bracha if you refuse to eat that bread afterwards. So you're going to eat that loaf of bread throughout the meal. And then the Raman Sif Tezvav quotes another kula in the Pasakum. This is directly, this is the Beis Yosef quotes from Maharil, of the late Chachmei Ashkenaz, B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, one of the early Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Raman Sif Katan Tezvav. Yeshomim Mishenizim Yipashal Akum, Va'ochlim Achim She'enim Zarim, Mutr Lechal Imam Mishum Eva Uketata. You're eating with others who are not machmir on paspalter. If you insist on eating your own bread, it's going to create ill will. It may cause machlokas. So then, you should avoid Eva, even at the cost of being mako on the paspalter. Even if you're someone who normally does not eat paspalter. And then they say, look, you have to be choosy about how you apply that. It's just true by bread. Because everyone is eating bread. That's the way they ate. The bread was the Ikar HaSuda. It's going to be pretty obvious if you're not eating their bread. But the fact that they have some other food that you're choosing to avoid, you have a chumra, you generally avoid chveis, veal, turkey, whatever it is. And that, so it could be you'll be able to get away without it. Now that may not be so obvious. So that if there's a way to thread the needle, you can finesse a situation, not be mekel, not be machmer, both Meremach and Rambanam Lamakam. I'm going to avoid the food that I would generally avoid eating. At the same time, in a way that's comfortable for everyone else, and of course you should finesse it. Now, pas is ikra suda, so there's no way to avoid that. So then you got to bite the bullet. My real coach, B'Shem Yassim, yeah, just as bite the mai also, you can eat the mai to avoid the eva. You had mentioned the Mishnayos have other kulas. That I don't think we port all these kulas to a pas akum necessarily. The achsanoi, someone who's a guest can generally you can feed the achsanoi demai. An ani is allowed to eat demai. That's what the Tanam teaches us. I don't know we necessarily say that by pas akum, at least not to the same extent. That became the beginning of the simon. Right? The chayin nefesh, maybe that may or may not be somewhat similar. Also, so you have a set of kulas that will be mako on pas palter, as with some other dinam drabanan, in order to have a betzia yafa, in order to be able to make bracha the nicer piece of food, and you're allowed to eat the pas palter in order to sidestep a concern of even, or to strategically avoid a concern of Eva. Let's come back the question, and then we'll come back to the first kula, which was a kula of Tarunus.
The Gemara had a case where this guy was eating at the outskirts, the Bitzri bread, and they said, don't listen to that guy, he's nothing. He's at the Gemara in Lamed Hei Beis. So like, if it's such a bad, if it's not such a bad thing, why would they like say like quiet him up? Don't listen. Like, you know, listens to him. And we have the case at the end where they said.
Yeah, Eva Mankis.
Yeah,
yes, so, I think that if I remember correctly, I think it was Rashba who had pointed out the Torah Sabai. That was a case where everyone would agree that that's a case where the heter definitely didn't apply. And that we had dealt with earlier. We're dealing with what exactly is the potential heter pasakum in trying to pull the puzzle pieces together. So the Avo case is one of the cases that clearly is not including the heter. If they were going out and saying, what he did absolutely wrong, ad kedei, that we're not going to say over Divrei Torah and Bishmo. So clearly what he did is outside of the pale. There is an Isra Pasakum. Again, that was the discussion for Shama. Is it? Pasakum is totally off the books. So that was a case that doesn't, well, however you're going to define the potential heter or Pasakum, whether it's Palter or something, where you figure out what the criteria, that was a case that doesn't fall within those criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coming back to the, again, we had said in Sif Tezvav that Tosus and the other Chachmi Ashkenaz, that Taruvah's Demai is Mutter. And therefore, Taruvah's Pasakum is Mutter. Now, the tour quotes that din together with the din that appears in the Rashba. But I would suggest that they're similar, but in Lamdas, not really the same. Rashba quotes a din, which Shulchan Aruch quotes as if you doubt it. The Rashba, Taruvah's Abayis, here it's page 30, Gimel Amud Aleph. He quotes Rabbeinu Chanan. Others quote the name of Gaonim. The heter of the Gaonim. That this is a Psachim issue. The third paragraph of Psachim, one of the one of the recipes that involved Taruvah's Chametz was Kutach. Kutach is some sort of milk and bread sauce. So sometimes Kutach, we came across Kutach in Bas V'Chalav because of its dairy content. You come across Kutach in Psachim or in Pasachim because of its bread content. Seems like it was, I don't know, some type of blend of croutons and buttermilk, maybe some salt. Okay. Tzatziki. Maybe some sort of ranch dressing. Not exactly sure what the yogurt dressing, whatever it is. So the question is, let's say you're going to buy Kutach from the Nachri.
Could it be like a very thick sauce that needed had a lot of flour in it?
Could be. Or some sort of bread. The bread may have already been broken down. It could be somewhat dissolved. But there's bread in it. That's the point. And that's why you buy Kutach from the Akam. The question is 1 second. But it has... Even if... One issue is you have to write about Chalav Akam. That's one issue. Another issue is you have to write about Pas Akam. Sometimes it's such a trefa item. So Shulchan Aruch quotes if you doubt. Now the Ramah says, "V'chein kol makam shenasarva pas shalakam b'shar meichel batal barov bein balach bein b'yavish." Asher la'avkei lach, you can't actively mix it. Anybody is hatchila, and that's consistent with Tosus. Tosus quoted in Sif Tezvav. Right? Okay. However, if you look in the original Rashba, he explains a little bit. He says, "Lo chashin lo vizikal Rabbi Yechananel kuta shal akum mutter lo chashin lo pasheish." But why? She'ein pas akum asur el mishum chasnus avol kuta chshari. So if it's a chasnus concern, but if it's kuta, it's mutter. And what does that mean? Maybe that just means there's no chasnus concern if it's taruvas. But the problem is, he goes on to say, quote the following: "The Tani Rabbi Chiya lechem he'asik kilimudim patur menachala. You have bread that you baked in big logs. There's no hafrashas chala on that. Hafrashas chala. What about hafrashas chala for? What about pasakum? Hafrashas chala. The answer is yeah. This is a case where if I made the bread originally as the misshapen logs, I don't intend to eat this as bread. I intend to break it up and use it in recipes. There's no afreshes challah. What do you mean no afreshes challah? That doesn't have a shame lechem. Why not? It's made chameshes mei dagan. I made dough and I baked it. The answer is, there's more, this we already touched on the very beginning of the siman, there's more to shame lechem. We discussed at the very beginning. Shame lechem is relevant for Diyum D'Raisa and for Diyum D'Rabban. Rev Diyum D'Raisa lechem for Shaschala, and Rev Diyum D'Rabban lechem pas akum. Shame lechem includes several different criteria. One is it has to be made from one of the five grains. That's the opening Mishnah and Masech Shaschala. And has to be, the recipe has to be a particular type. We discussed, you have to be baked, it has to be dough, maybe both, maybe either. Give the shame lechem. And then we spoke about, beyond that, there needs to be a tsuras lechem. Toarisa de Nahama. Not just the Tsuras Lachem Midrabanan that you make a hamotzi as opposed to Pasbab Kistan, which is Mizonos generally. You say even level of Daraisa. I spoke about sometimes they have teeny tiny pieces, other things that just Torah deprive it of Torah Lachem. One of the things that deprives it of Torah Lachem is Asir Kilimudin. You made it as just misshapen logs, it's just meant to be chopped up into pieces. This is factory bread. This isn't end user bread. This is not retail bread. This is meant to be used industrially in recipes. That's not lechem. Just like when you go to the store, mashallah davar dova, you never in the supermarket will see medium sized eggs. Small eggs. How come all the eggs, now it's hard to find the eggs, but all the eggs, you're lucky to find large. Usually the extra large or jumbo. What was it like Garrison Keillor, like Wobegon, like all the kids are above average. How is it all the eggs are large? What happened to all the small eggs? The bully beat them up and threw them under the bus. Whoa. The answer is, no, this isn't just a euphemism. But they say large, it's not that they mean small, but they don't want to say small and say large. No, they actually are small and medium eggs and extra small eggs. You never see them because they don't sell well. So instead, those that don't go on the retail market, those are used industrially to make mayonnaise, to make other things that involve eggs. They're used in bakery, bakeries buy them, but they're not as marketable, they're not as attractive. So they're not so marketable to the retail customer. So there are eggs that are meant to back office, they go straight to the factory, and there are eggs that go to the end user retail customer. So a dinami, there's bread that's made for the retail customer, I'll sell you a loaf of bread, you're going to buy it and eat it, and then there's bread that's made just to be used, quote unquote, in the factory. We're just making it a big misshapen loaf. We're just going to chop up and use for kutach or for some other recipe for challah kugel. So there's no hafrashas challah. It doesn't have a shame lechem. And by the way, that's where the Gra quotes. Look in the Be'er Agra here on the page Shulchan Aruch. Even if you don't have a trumas hadashim, look in the Gra. It's interesting. Sivkan Chavtes, he says, yeah, Demai. Like Demai, there's no concern of Taruvus. But in Chavches, in the Likut, which is a different, I believe, a later notebook of the Gra, there he points out, see, Sivkan Chavches of the Be'er Gra, Kutach, Motu Y, Daha, Patim and Achala, it's about the Petur Challah. Petur Challah doesn't have to do with the Heter of Taruvus. It doesn't do with the Isser. It's not Lechem at all. It's a different din. The Torah is quoting the both the Heter of Taruvus and the Kutach. But the Rajba himself doesn't make it sound like Kutach is Mutter because it's just a Taruvus of Pasakum with other things. So it's Mutter Berov. He sounds like he said, no, it's a different issue. The bread that's in Kutach is not Pasakum even Be'en. That's not bread. Just like if a Nachri makes a pot of oatmeal, that's not bread. It may be Bishalakum or not, but it's not Pasakum. It's not bread. Oatmeal is not bread. Or millet bread. It's not bread. Not chamesh is meyadaga. So too the wholesale, the industrial bread that's used in kutach, that doesn't have a shem lechem. It's just not bread. So it seems like if you look at the Rashba may have something else in mind. The Baya Tosvos, the later Chachmei Ashkenaz, they're all saying that taruv is demai is mutter. The Rashba perhaps aligns with the Mikdash David. There isn't an outright heter of Taruvah's demai, but Kutach is much for a different reason. Because it happens to be the bread, even if you would If you would go to the factory, you want to munch on some of that lechem astik lemudim before it was put into kutach, it's mutter. It's not pasakim because it's not pas.
Would make a multi on it?
I wonder. I don't know. It doesn't have a farshas chala. On the other hand, what bracha would you make? Right. No. A small batch of challah is lechem. A small batch of challah is potter from challah, not because it's not lechem. It's a shame lechem. In order to have farshas challah, you have to have a shame lechem, and you have to have a shear. So there it says potter because of the shear. But here it's potter because they have a shame lechem. Well, bro, would you make a hamotzi and mezonos? Ah, that's an interesting question. And with that, I want to come now to wrap up Me'in Yonah D'Yomah. Yeah?
Is that part of
Pasavah
Mekistin, if it's not made for meal bread?
Yeah, here it's worse because Pasavah Bekistin, you're right, this is Pasavah Bekistin on steroids. Pasavah Bekistin wasn't made to be a meal bread, it was made to be a snack bread. But it's still meant to be eaten. I make cookies, the cookies are meant to be eaten as cookies, just not as something you eat to fill yourself up. But here, it wasn't even meant to be eaten as cookies, it was made to be used as an ingredient in some other food.
Chips. Huh?
Chips. Interesting. Maybe. That's what's posted. That's. Similar, not the same, but yeah, it is similar. As I think some posts can think, the question...
Like bread pudding. It sounds like...
Right, so if you baked a bread, you baked bread specifically for bread pudding. Like a different type of, like, ugly bread that you bake just... Let's say when people make challah kugel, bread pudding, essentially. So oftentimes, that's a solution to what you do with leftovers. Shabbos is over, leftover challah, so we'll recycle it. So that's not austere, that wasn't made to be an ingredient. That was meant to be eaten. Now you have an ingredient, now you have the leftovers, what do you do? That wasn't austere klimudim. But if you have also with the bagel chips. If what the factory is doing is going to the bakery and buying all their day-old bagels that they can't sell, and cutting them up and making bagel chips, so that was originally baked to be a hamotzi. That's a more severe shayla. It may still be. That's not for now. That's the hilchas brachas issue. If you rebake or recook bread,
I read that that's not that those are specifically made.
Yeah. So then there's a little more room to move that by the inyana d'yoma in terms of matzah bread. What's the bracha matzah bread? So matzah bread, if you make sure that's if you, it was baked to be bread, it's not also klimudim, it was definitely baked to be eaten as bread. But now I'm going to take it and do what? So if I recook the hilchos brachos, if I take bread and I break it into pieces that are less than a kazayitz, and then I recook it, then I'll be pashas, it becomes mezonos, because that the combination of the crumbling and then the recooking is masalik, the alpipash, that's masalik, the shame lechem. So if you, depends how you make your matzah bray. If you make your matzah bray, again, some are machmer the reish, big shir kazayis, but alpipash kazayis is not so big. So I mean, machmer a large shir kazayis for matzah, that's fine. But you can't be makel. Well, it was only half a matzah, so that's not kazayis. No, right. So but if you break up small, make it relatively small, each piece is smaller than an olive, kipshuto, and then you refry it with eggs, and then alpi pashas, that is a mezonos. I want to end with one more nakuda, me'inyan d'yoma, and having to do with this issue of shame lechem. Recognizing that there are items that are made chamesh mei dagan, and might even be baked, but still aren't... Maybe chamesh is minei dagan, but yet they don't have shame lechem. So there's a fascinating psachim kufi tesam beis. Psachim kufi tesam beis. Discussion about the discussion about the following. Bible kufi tesam beis all the way down to the sacht, all the end of our psachim. Gemara is quotes a brisa. You could be eating duvshanim iskaritim, various mezonos type foods. They lack shame lechem. These items appear in the Mishnah at the very beginning of challahs. Items that don't require a freshness challah. They're very sweet, they're very soft, they're very watery, whatever it is. They lack tzuras lachem. So the Brisa says you can eat all those throughout the meal, but make sure you have matzah at the end. So that's a reminder. Another area where you have a shem lechem is matzah. So if I manage to make, you know, a pancake, let's say, without it becoming chametz, it's something we usually be scared to do, for good reason. But if I know what I'm doing, it may also be a violation of the Ashkenaz. But at least maker I did. I made a pancake with wheat flour and water. And but I made it very, very, very liquidy. Shine, I fry it like that. It doesn't have a shem lechem. There's no farshas challah, and you can't be cannot be yotei matzah with that. Even though it's made from chametz to made dagan, it's not chametz, but it lacks shem lechem. Now, what's interesting? So the Brisa says gezunte eat it, but make sure at the end of the meal you have a kazayis matzah. The Rif and the Rambam picked up on that. And the Rush is the one who tells us that that Gemara Kuf Tes Mabez is a marker for the following psak for the Rif of the Rambam. Let's say a Jew is stuck with only one kazayis of matzah shmura. He has matzah. It's not all biscuits. It's not all these iskaritin and the honey cake, whatever, the duvshanim are. No, he has real matzah. But most of the matzah, it's kosher, lepesach, it's not chametz, but it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah. So you can allow to eat it on Pesach. But to make kind of mitzvah, the rice of Erev Tovah Matzah, Chiv to eat Ksayas Matzah Leil Seder, it's not enough that it's not chametz, it has to be made l'shma, made l'shem mitzvah. So you have all those matzahs, not matzahs mitzvah. I have one Ksayas Matzah's mitzvah. When do I eat that one Ksayas Matzah's mitzvah? So the Rif, right, at the very end of Mesachas Pesachim, and the Rambam quotes it, in the second to last halacha in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perichas Halachi Gimel, you only have one kazayis matzah mishumeres, eat it at the end. You're going to start your meal, make a hamotzi on non-shmura matzah. It's kosher lepesach, but it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah. And then you're not going to make a achiyas matzah, it's not a cheftesha mitzvah. Make a hamotzi. At the very end, for afikoman, you're going to eat your kazayis matzah shmura. Which, by the way, indicates, l'chora, that the Rif and the Rambam are the opinion that the afikoman is part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah. Why are we eating afikoman? Rif and Ram hold that's the main address of the mitzvah of derisa of matzahs at the end. You can mekayim it if you have enough matzah shmur to go around. You can have matzah shmur at the beginning also. You mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah multiple times. But the main address of achilas, din derisa of achilas matzah is besof hasuda. Where they get it from? The Rush says they got it from the brisa of kufi teisim beisim psachim that we mentioned before. The guy's eating the non-lechem. At the end of the meal, he's going to have his actual lechem. Non-lechem doesn't have a shame lechem. It doesn't have a shame lechem l'gabe hafrosh eschal. Doesn't have a shame lechem l'gabe pasachem. Doesn't have a shame lechem l'gabe matzah. It may be kosher l'pesach. Apples are also kosher l'pesach, but they're not matzah. So even you have it here, you have a food which is made chametz and made dagan. You made sure it didn't become chametz. Let's say I managed to make hot cereal. Don't try this at home. I managed to make hot cereal in a way that didn't become chametz. Okay. That may or may not be hard. Whatever it is. We don't do that. It's sort of a violation of Midrash. But let's say I know what I'm doing. Mikra Adin. I made hot oatmeal in a way I boiled it so quickly it didn't become chametz. Assuming that's possible. So it's not chametz, but it's not matzah either. It's not lechem. Can't be yotze. Or this iskaritin and duvshanim, all these items, the pancakes, that don't have a toar lechem. It's interesting, the Rush gives a whole other pshat. He says, no, the Rif is quoting this Gemara, but the Gemara, the Brisa, on to why? The Brisa told a case where I'm eating carbon pesach. A Jew lives in days of Beis HaMikdash. So he's eating his carbon pesach b'sol fasuda. He has to eat the carbon pesach with matzah. So don't eat your Karm Pesach with pancakes, with Kashal Pesach pancakes. You got to eat Karm Pesach with real matzah, means a shame lechem. But the Rosh says, but Bizman HaZeh Nebuch, we don't have a Karm Pesach, it's irrelevant. You can have your matzah earlier. That's Rosh L'Shitasa. The Rosh writes earlier, that, I believe a Siman earlier, moving from Siman Lamed Hay, Arab Pesach Siman Lamed Dal, the Rosh thinks that Afikoman is Zecher Lekarim Pesach. Why are we eating off Yekomis Ma'azeh? Zeich l'kar Pesach. I already ate matzah at the beginning of the meal. But at the end, Chazal said, the dinner I see eat Karm Pesach was so fasuda. We don't have Karm Pesach. You know the piece of matzah as a placeholder. You should remember that you're supposed to be eating Karm Pesach. So the Rosh held the Karm, at the Koma just Zeich l'Karm Pesach. So it can't be that Bizman HaZeh, you need to eat matzah shmura then. Well, Zeich l'Karm Pesach, have anything. The matzah shmura needs to be at the beginning. You have this brice that says you have to eat dafki matzah at the end. That's talking about the days of Karm Pesach. Whereas the Rif Nara, Rambam understood, no, that's even Bizman HaZeh. The matzah, the afikoman has to be real matzah mitzvah. Real matzah mitzvah, mean always mechameshes mini dogim, but it has a shame lechem, a tsuras lechem, Torah lechem, and it was made lishma. Because the Rif and the Rambam understood that the brice of Kuvita is talking even Bizman HaZeh. Because they understand, which led them to believe that Afikoman is not just a Zeich l'Karm Pesach. Afikoman is the main address of the mitzvah of matzah. So this is fascinating. There's more. The Rashbam has other things to say, but the sugya of Afikoman, which is a mysterious sugya, Eim Aftir Achar Pesach Afikoman. That's the Mishnah Kufitesu Pesachim. That's what the Braisa says. Eim Aftir Achar Matzah Afikoman. Don't have dessert even after the matzah. The Gemara gets in this whole discussion about that all relates, all to understand what's going on there, and to understand what that Bryce is telling you about the rules of what we call Afikoman, the matzah b'sof hasuda, requires the appreciation of tzuras lechem. And the shem lechem is common to hafarshas challah, and common to matzah, and common to pasakim. So he managed to tie together pasakim, the end of pasakim here. Sif Yud Gimel back at the beginning of Pasach, when we were discussing Meirosh, Pasach only applies when you have a Tzuras Lachem, and we were Zochet to tie it together with Sugya Me'en Yad Yama, Eim Aftir, and Achar Pesach Afikam. Yashikai Chavra, Kasha Aziz and Pesach, Hadra Lach Vadra Chalon, Baruch Hashem, we've been Zochet together to learn, what is it? Ten Simonim. Ten simanim of Vosbuchalov and Kufchafalov, some of Kufchaf Beis, Baruch Hashem, Nosetam of Gam, Hechsher Kalim, Kufyud Beis, Kufyud Gimel. So I believe that after Pesach we'll get back to the Chametz. We'll get to Sheikhar Akum, some of Kufyud Alf. We'll hold off on the Sheikhar. Might be good to hold on the Sheikhar Bechal, but even back in the days when they need to drink beer because the water was more dangerous than beer because of typhoid. But we'll hold off on the sheikh until after Pesach.